Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. We had discussed earlier in Mishnah Gimel that when a person has a gina or a karfeif, a garden or a karfeif was an area where they just would, you know, watch the wood. And the idea was it was a place where people wouldn't dwell there. So the limit to the size that these areas could be in order to be carried there was Beis Sasayim. And we learned that out from the courtyard of the Mishkan, which was 100 amos in length and 50 amos in width. And that totaled up to a total area of 5,000 square amos. So 5,000 square amos is called the Beis Sasayim. Why is it called the Beis Sasayim? Because that area is roi to plant, season it. So this is what we had learned in Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah now is going to discuss that this Beis Sasayim, which is square the 5,000 amos, it's really impossible for it to be exact, for it to be meduyak. And therefore, the measurement is 70 amos and a bit by 70 amos and a bit. Shivim amma vishirayim by shivim amma vishirayim. How much is a shirayim? So most of the mafarshim say that the shirayim, the bit, is two-thirds of an amma. So what comes out from that is they do 70 and two-thirds by times 70 and two-thirds, you get 4,993 and seven-ninths. So what they're saying here is that which you said that a Beis Sasayim is 5,000 square amos, it's really going to be 4,993 and seven-ninths. So it's not exactly exact. And with this in mind, here begins the Mishnah. Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, the Gemara explains that why are we saying va'odam furthermore? Because at the end of the previous Mishnah, we had mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was machma, he was stringent by pasi biros, that you can't make pasi biros, the only time you can make it is for a be'er, a spring, in a rishus rabim alone. That was the only area he permitted it. And our Mishnah is coming to tell us now that there was another chum, another stringency that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava held. Hagina, a garden that just had, you know, just had like fruit in it, or spices in it, like, you know, smelly, like basamim or stuff like that. Or of a hakarfeif, this area that is this big giant area outside the city that you would just put wood there, so they're not meant for human dwelling. So shehein shivim amma v'shirayim al shivim amma v'shirayim, meaning they're 70 and a bit, 70 and two-thirds by 70 and a bit, 70 and two-thirds, which is 4,993 and seven-ninths, not just 5,000, not a perfect 5,000 square area of amos. They explain here, shetach revuah shebekirav chamishas alafim amma mirbaz, like the chutz of the Mishkan. Yeah, so he's saying his concept now, that it's not exactly 5,000 square amos, it's 4,993 and seven-ninths square amos. So mukefas gadr gavoa asara tefachim. If the gina, the garden, or the karfif, is surrounded by a wall, which is 10 tefachim tall, then metaltal and betochi can carry in it, again, up until this amount of 4,993 and seven-ninths. Not just the 5,000, but shomera. As long as you have some kind of shomera, some kind of hut for the guard to sit in this gina in the garden or in the karfeif in this yard, this guarding wood. Oh, beistira, or instead of having a shepherd's hut there, a guard's hut there, you could have a beistira, an actual dwelling for the baal bayis. Avabi, even though he doesn't dwell there only for a couple times a year, but there's an area for him to dwell there. Or shtei smuchel yar, or has to just be near a city, within 2,000 amos of the city, because that's within the tchum of the borders of Shabbos, because in this case, the Baal Bayis could always come and check up on it without leaving his, you know, his tchum, his border. And then we look at it as if he's living there. So Yehuda ben Bava is coming to tell us that even a gina and a karfeif that was a hukah for dira, meaning there's a hut there, or, you know, the owner could come check up on it. Even so, still, you know, you'd say, hey, there's a human dwelling there. Maybe I could stretch out the shear of how big this area is going to be. No. Even so, a metal and betochem you cannot carry in them unless the space is just the base of Sayim, which we're saying is going to be the 4,993 and 7/9, not just the 5,000 square amos. So here you see, even though there's room, there's places for people to dwell there. And according to that, we had said earlier that there should be no share of how big this area could be. Here he says he still limits it up to the 4,993 and 7/9. Okay. So what's coming out over here is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is holding that even a gina and a karfeif that was meant for people to dwell, normally it's not, but even in a case where people could be dwelling there, even so, you can't carry there unless you have an area of Beis Hasayim, and a Beis Hasayim, which is not exact, meaning the 4,993 and 7/9. That is his yesod over here. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, the son of Eloi, even if the place only has a pit or a cistern or a cave, either any of these things, metal from betochi you could carry in it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shein Sarach, you don't have to have an actual hut there for a guard or a house there for the owner to live there to make it a human place for dwelling. Rather, it's enough if all you have is a little pit or a cistern or a place where water is being gathered or a cave in order to hide in it to get some shade, because since these things are even enough to make it for human consumption, for human people to be living there, then that's enough to call it Tzarech HaAdam, and it's permitted to carry there, of course, provided that you have a wall up of 10 Tefachim tall. And you don't have to go as far as having actual real dwellings with people. Rabbi Akiva says, Afilo in Ba'achavzikol Elu, he says, Lo Shemeyav, Lo Beis Dia, Ava Aflo Bar, he says, according to Akiva, you don't have to have anything, not a hut for the guard, not a little house for the owner, not even a pit or a cistern or a cave. He says nothing. You can still be metal to doch, you can carry in it. He's very lenient. As long as you have 70 amos and a bit by 70 amos and a bit, which we discussed was the 4,993 and 7/9. So let's explain what this means. And not more than that. That would be the most. So according to Bekiva, you don't have to have any, proof that a person can be dwelling there, and therefore, even if it's just for the wood or just for flowers, these areas, it's fine. You can carry in it, provided, of course, you have a regular standard mechitza up. The Gemara explains over here that Rabbi Akiva is arguing on the chachamim that we had mentioned in Mishnah Gimel, that Layamu Beis Hasayim, we don't mention the area of Beis Hasayim is only for a gina and for a karfif. These two areas are max. Shear is going to be based on Siam. That what? That according to Rabbi Akiva, you cannot carry in these areas unless you have a space which is going to be the 70 amos and a bit by 70 amos and a bit, which is near Beis Hasayim, but not exactly Beis Hasayim. And we have mentioned it's 4,993 and 7/9. But if it's more than that, if it's going to be more than that, anything more than 4,993 and 7/9, then it's prohibited to carry there according to Rabbi Akiva. Whereas the Chachamim would hold that no, they add the difference between 4,993 and 7/9 to 5,000. They add the difference there, which would be 6 2/9. And the Chachamim will hold, most even the Mustahefers, they add the difference, and they hold that you could carry, even if it's exactly 5,000 square amos, it's still permitted to carry. So that's where the Chachamim are going to argue Rabbi Akiva. Okay, moving right along, Rabbi Eliezer says, if its length of the garden or of the karfif was yoter, was more arach by more than the width, afilo amach, it's even by one ama. So afapish in shtacha yoter beis asayim, even if the space is not more than beis asayim, because I have the length longer than the width, even by an ama, ein metat lamatochi, you cannot carry in it, because according to Eliezer, the Chachamim did not permit for one to carry in a gina or in a karfeif, shall base a sayim, shall hook for dira, elam ke shtecha hu rivua. He says that, as long as this area was not set up for people to dwell in it, they only permitted it when it was an actual rivua. It was a square, the length is like its width. But if the length is a bit more than the width, so then it disqualifies it, and therefore you can't carry there. Even though you didn't reach the Beis Hasayim market. So that's going to be the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Afilo Arka Pishnayim Barachma, even if the length is Arka Pishnayim Barachma, meaning it's the length is less than Amma when the width. It's double the width, like the Mishkan. You could have 100 Amos in the length and 50 Amos in the width. But Tadla Matocha, you can carry in it. And he says that that's fine. He's not bothered by it being a perfect square. And the Bryce in the Gemara explains as follows. Blazer says, if the length is more than the width, Yotir al Pishnaim Barach Ba'afilu Amma Achas in Metalta Matocha, which means like this. The Gemara explains as follows. That, here, let's see. Yeah. What he's saying now is just that the Gemara had a little bit of a different gears over here. Whereas that Rashi would explain, Eliezer holds the chatchila, your area has to be the area of a malbein of a brick, like the chatz of the Mishkan, 100 by 50. Whereas Rabbi Yossi would hold the chatchila that you have to have the area of more of a square, like a perfect square. But b'diavad, even if the length is going to be double the width, then that's fine. So this is just another version of what we have in the Mishnah, where the Gemara, you know, says it like this, gears it better. Okay, that concludes Mishnah Hey. Let's go on to Mishnah Vav. That was a long one. Mishnah Vav is a lot shorter. Let's wrap this up. Amar Rabbi Eloi, says Rabbi Eloi, Shemati Rabbi Elazar, heard from Rabbi Eliezer, Vafilu hika base core. Even if it's like a base core, meaning even if the garden or the karfif is as big as a base core. Base core was huge. A base core is an area of 75,000 square amos. It's tremendous. So here he says it's permitted to carry in this area, since it has mechitzas, it has walls up, even though it wasn't meant for a human dwelling. Shlahuk for the deer, it wasn't meant for human dwelling. As long as it has walls, even though people aren't dwelling there, it's fine to carry there, even the size of 75,000 square amos. V'chein shemati mimenu, so too I heard from Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbi Eli, that anshi chatzar, men of a courtyard, sheshachach echad mehem, if one of them forgot, he didn't make the Erev. He didn't put his portion in the Erev of the Chatzar. And therefore, he prohibits and all the rest of the dwellers to carry from their houses, to carry from their houses into the courtyard. So in B'Shabbos, if on Shabbos, he would nullify his domain in the courtyard to the rest of the dwellers, then Beso, Aser, Milahachnas, Milahotu, Lo, his home is prohibited to enter and to leave from it, which means since he nullified his rishus, his domain, we say that minastam bitil lahem afes. Basically, he nullifies his home. Since even though they're permitted to carry in and out from their houses to the courtyard, because he's like considered like a guest by them, nevertheless, asul lahachlus lahotim basil lachotim, he can't carry from his house to the courtyard. So it shouldn't appear as if he's being backtracked on what he did. It shouldn't look like he's backtracking on that, which he nullified his home to the courtyard people, and therefore he can't carry from his domain to the courtyard. Aval lahem mutter, but for them it's permitted. The rest of the dwellers is permitted to bring in and out from his own home. Okay. Also hear that you fulfill the mitzvah of maror, but Pesach on Pesach with akravanim, a certain kind of grass. Okay, so the point. The chizaret al kol talmidim, and I looked through all of his talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer, would be kashdi li chaver, and I tried looking for someone that would tell me that he heard these three things also from his mouth. But I couldn't find anyone that could verify these three things. And therefore, we don't pass like any of them. Rather, a garden and a karfif, the shear is up to a base of Siam and not up to 75,000 square amos. Men of a courtyard that forgot to do the Erev before Shabbos and the Mabatel the Rishus, as long as he's not, Kosman shall appear, he doesn't explain explicitly that he's been Mabatel his home. Even for the rest of the dwellers, prohibited for them to carry in and out of his house to the courtyard. So don't pass like that either. And the third thing is this akrabanim, this akrabanim that he wants to use for Mar, person cannot use for Mar on Pesach. And that concludes Mishnah Vav.